Beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the highs and lows of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because today's episode is all about mom fears. I know we have them.
Yes, we do.
I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. I almost forgot my name there. Should I redo
it's
that?
It's one of those weeks, Shannon. It's one of those
just
weeks.
Just keep on going with it,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes. We're just going to roll with
it's,
that.
It is what it
because
is.
Because that's mamahood, right?
That is mamahood.
If there's nothing else we know how to do better is roll with the munches.
That's the truth. I'll tell you, even so, not last night, night before, I set my alarm. I did not hear my alarm, and Barrett's alarm didn't go off. So yesterday, like, just the start of the day,
yeah,
we were 30 minutes, like, in a sense, behind. So I think I'm still playing catch up from that. Isn't that the worst?
That's a fear of mine.
It is.
A major fear.
Thank goodness we're not in school right now.
I triple check, like, every night that my alarm is set.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I checked. Mm-hmm. I did. And somehow or another, I just didn't hear it. It was going off.
And also, my phone has to be on the charger.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure it's not dead
in
the morning.
Yep.
And Lewis is completely opposite. He is like willy-nilly, like phone all over the place. Doesn't know if it's charged.
No.
Doesn't even know where it is when we go to bed sometimes. I'm like,
how does he wake up? Oh, is it by your alarm clock?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
But he also has a pretty good internal like clock. Like I do
usually.
But you must have needed the sleep, Shannon.
I think I did. And my dogs, actually, they're usually good about waking me up about 4:30. So then we're pretty much set. Because even if I try to go back to bed, I don't really fall back asleep. But they woke me up at like 3 o'clock that morning. And so they ran after they went outside. They go to their crates. They love their crates, which I'm fortunate about. Yeah. So I didn't have them to come and wake me up of being like, all right, your alarm's going off.
Did you
off.
Just like wake up in full panic mode? Like, what time is it? What's happening?
Well, I woke up and I'm like, oh, it's getting a little light out. Oh, crap. And I checked the phone. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's been going off. But this also happened to Barrett over the 4th of July weekend. So on Saturday, he jumped out of the bed so fast. It was like 6:15, 6:30. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm late. I'm like, it's Saturday. He's like, oh. You would have thought he had a heart attack at that point in time. So I don't know what it is these days, but I have been going to bed a little bit later. And I think it's summer.
That, I mean, I was all messed up last week because it was a holiday week.
Yeah.
And I had taken off from Wednesday on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, or Monday, I pick up Nolan from school. And the teacher's like, he woke up with like a funny cough.
Aww.
And I was like, okay, like. And right as we're leaving school, I thought I was listening to a DMX song. Like, he
oh
was
my goodness.
Like, arr, arr, arr. I was like, what is,
let the dogs
what
out
is happening? Oh, my goodness. What is coming out of this little kid? And so we took him to the doctor on Thursday. He had croup.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really know anything about
it. Do they actually say that? I mean, I know that we as parents kind of joke that that's like what it is. But
yeah, well, and then he wasn't coughing at the course of the doctor's office.
Of course
you go
not.
And he's not, like, he's perfectly fine.
You know, $80
yes,
later.
Exactly. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It sounds like this old man, like,
like a smoker
she was
cough.
Like, yeah. And she was like, does it sound like a bark? And I was like, yes, that's exactly what it sounds like. And she, the nurse, you know, she was like, it's probably definitely croup. Like, we'll get it taken care of. She was like, you can either do a week's worth of steroids or we can give you a shot and he'll be good. And I was like, give me the shot right now. I don't have to go to the pharmacy.
Exactly.
I don't have to worry about giving him medicine
every
day.
We're done.
Give him the shot before we leave here. And she was like, that sounds great. And I was like, okay, well, of course he had to stay home from school the next day.
Yeah.
So Tuesday I worked from home. So I was almost an entire week out of away from work. And when I tell you that, like, I didn't think about work from like Wednesday on.
Good for you.
Didn't check an email.
Good for you.
Didn't communicate. We saw one of our coworkers out to dinner on Saturday night. Just basically like, hey, how's it going? And just kept
keep
right
on walking.
Not because I didn't want to like talk with them or engage with them.
Yeah.
I just
sometimes you need that
I was
break.
In the zone of like family vacation break mode.
You need that.
I did. Now
good for you.
When we dropped the boys off the next Monday morning, I was ready for them to be in school.
Amen.
By Saturday afternoon, I was going.
You're like, okay, insane. Let's get some melatonin in
yes.
you.
Well, and that because it's so hot, you can't do anything outside
no,
around here.
No, yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, or early in the morning, depending on how mm-hmm. early your kids get up. My kids are up at least by 7 on the yeah. weekend. So mm-hmm. I try to make them, even though they complain, but I try to make them even go for a walk with me with the dogs
yeah.
just to get them out for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. It's too hot.
Yeah, I texted a friend, a mom friend of mine, I guess Sunday, and it was about 10:30 in the morning, and I was like, don't judge me, but my children are on the third hour of TV already.
And I'm like shrugging my arms because
we
haven't, it's so
we're not
sick.
Out of our PJs, and there's house is a mess. And she was like, are they healthy? And I was like, yep. She was like, are they happy? And I was like, yep. And she was like, then don't worry about it.
Amen. It's the truth. Sometimes you need those days.
I know.
You know, I mean, because we go all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and when we were first talking fears, I mean, the fear of just not being the best parent
right.
in the world.
Yes,
you know, making
I was
sure
definitely
that
having that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, we want to make sure that we are giving them all these amazing experiences and making sure that we're showing them how to be, you know, adults one day.
Right.
But some days you just need those lazy days.
Mm-hmm. And we
and
have
it's
that
fine.
On today. Yeah, thank you.
It is all good.
I needed the reassurance
need
to know that.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
Well, now, we just celebrated 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, are either one of your boys scared of the fireworks?
Nolan really hasn't seen fireworks yet. He's usually in, like, this year he was in bed before anything really happened. Mm-hmm. So Colton doesn't love them, but he's not scared of them necessarily.
Okay.
Like, he wants to watch them from afar. We did sparklers,
yeah,
and it took him a while to get warmed up to it. He didn't just want to jump in and hold the sparkler. He, like, was, okay, Dad, you do it for a little
yeah.
while. I'm going to make sure. Mom, you say it's okay. Then,
smart.
All right, let's see what we can do here.
It's kind of like taste testing, like his
uh-huh.
food. You
right.
need to make sure mm-hmm. everything's okay.
Yeah.
I know Grayson actually for a while was scared of fireworks, but this year my kids actually did pretty well with them. But we had fireworks going off all around our neighborhood.
So did we.
Like till late.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys did like a sleepover, and I say that in quotation marks because they get to sleep in our guest bedroom because mm-hmm. it's a bigger bed in there.
I think that's so cute.
It is so cute because they of course enjoy it. So they did stay up for a while talking because they were like, those fireworks are just too loud, Mama.
We've even had the last three nights, fireworks
really?
Still going off. Yeah.
Huh.
So I think that we have obviously so many locations around here that have
yeah.
professional fireworks or like on a regular basis. I think that one of the companies that does the professional fireworks around here has a field or something close to our house.
Oh.
And I don't know if they've just been like getting rid of old inventory
uh-huh.
or what it might be. And we get that a lot. Like there'll be a random like night in the middle of the summer where uh-huh. this same location just shoots off fireworks.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't know if they're just, you know, testing things
them.
Or putting a show together or whatever, but I mean, it's professional grade, like really full on fireworks show. And mm-hmm. we can see it from our back patio. So it's kind of awesome.
It would be nice to get their schedule for
right?
when they're doing that.
Exactly.
And then you could have like a barbecue at the house and be
yeah.
like, look what I provided too. Free entertainment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But. So, topic today is fears.
Yes.
What's a fear? What's keeping you up at night with your boys right now?
So, currently, and I think I've talked about this before, but one of my there are several fears, but one of my fears is Gabriel in particular. He does not have many friends.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson is Mr. Personality and has friends galore. And unfortunately, especially in the summertime, you know, you have a little bit more flexibility with things that you're able to do. Gabriel has not had like a friend to invite him to sleep over. You know what I mean? Like a just that kind of thing that,
yeah.
you know, the kids love to do. And Gabriel actually was able to, he remembered all the sleepovers that Grayson has done.
Oh.
And he was telling me this actually over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a fear to me just because I worry that, you know, I don't want him thinking he doesn't have friends because he does have friends. He just, one of the things with Grayson is that I'm actually, well, not just me, but Barrett and I both are pretty close to a lot of Grayson's friends' parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to let you just go and stay the night with some random family.
Right.
So that's a fear of mine, just worrying about making sure he's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another fear is, of course, is, you know, just each day, are they, especially right now in summer camp, are they enjoying themselves? I have a lot of guilt right now because the summer camp that I ended up going with, they don't do as many activities as the summer camp we were looking at. So they're tired, but they're tired because they're bored.
Got it.
Yeah. And so that's just, it's a fear of mine of them having a little bit of, not resentment towards me, but just a little bit of, you know, like, ah, well, so-and-so had this type of summer and I only got to do this. And right. that's just because the fact, I think, as a parent, you just want to be able to provide every single opportunity for your child.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that kind of
No, absolutely.
Makes sense. Those are some of the top ones at this
at
moment.
At the moment, right.
There are several others.
I mean, same.
You know.
I'm kind of along those same lines of, you know, Colton started a new school and he's just not making friends the way that we
anticipated and
right
yeah.
and almost the same thing, like this is our first like summer camp,
yeah,
you know, he's going to the same, you know, school every day that he'll be continuing on to, but I didn't realize how much like the level of things that they do drops off, especially from an education standpoint once the summertime hits. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're literally like watching movies.
It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're reading books. I have yeah. been in there when they're reading books and that kind of stuff, but that's a big switch for us. So I'm like, oh man, like this is going into kindergarten. Are we prepared mm-hmm. for kindergarten? Is he going to forget everything that he learned yeah. over, you know, summer break? And we have to snap back into reality of what school is going to be. And it's going to be the biggest, you know, transition uh-huh. ever. But I guess we're probably not the only ones doing that. So
no,
they're
you're
used
not.
To it.
And y'all are doing good if y'all are reading books at nighttime mm-hmm. because we honestly have not been doing good about that.
The older he gets, you know, the harder it becomes.
It does.
I was shocked to figure that out.
And it just gets harder.
Yeah.
Just to make them stay still. Mm-hmm. You know, there are nights, and we were just saying this, like, I'll give my kids, I'm like, here's your tablet. Mm-hmm. Let me go cook dinner.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
and at that time, I should just say, here's a book. Why don't you read to me?
Yeah.
But sometimes as moms, we just want some peace and quiet,
right.
too.
Right. I mean, Colton is in this phase where he is just nonstop talking.
And every question?
Every question.
Why?
But just every story, every thing, like, just out. It's
the imagination is really coming out.
It's all there, yes. But I'm like, we need to shush. We need to shush for a little while.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
that means you get the tablet, then that's
then, okay
with
here
that.
You go.
Exactly.
Yes. Is he trying to have conversations with Nolan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does he get frustrated if Nolan doesn't?
Frustrated.
Like,
and he tries to play at the level with Nolan that mm-hmm. he plays at, and Nolan doesn't.
You don't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriel actually tries to help Grayson with things here and there. And granted, they're only 17 months apart. Grayson gets so mad. He's like, I'm not a baby. You don't need to help me. I can do it on my own. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as the mom, I'm like, guys, you just try to help each other. It's fine.
Yeah.
So we were also just talking about with fears just with us living at the beach with swimming.
Oh.
And of course, your mother-in-law is an expert. Was on
right.
the show not
mm-hmm.
too long ago, and unfortunately,
yeah, I highly recommend, like, if swimming is a fear, you know, and it should, it
and
always
it should
be. It should be in the back of your head all the time.
I get worried sometimes,
yeah.
just myself in the water, just because you just
yeah.
never know.
But I mean, go and listen to that episode.
Yes,
you know, we can. It's one of our very first episodes. I think it's in our top, you know, 10
yeah.
Listened to of all times. But she really breaks down some, you know, puts
tips
you at
and
ease.
Tricks.
Exactly. Exactly. But I agree. Right now, ugh, it just makes me.
Well, and of course, with it being so hot, we're wanting to mm-hmm. go and get in the water,
yep.
get in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what you're doing. And then if your parent doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not only pools, but even for us right now, like, the beach is not all that fun for us. Because I'm, like, so anxious when
yeah.
we go to the beach. Because
it's so busy.
It's so busy. And Colton only wants to be in the water. And he doesn't understand.
The waves.
The waves, the current, the, hey, if you keep going out, it's not like a pool. There's
yeah.
no side on the other side. Like,
yeah.
you're going to be out there. Obviously, we're with him every step of the way, but, like, ugh.
That is scary.
It's so scary for me right now. It's, like, we're almost strictly doing pool, and Lewis is like, we need to get back to the beach. I'm like,
yeah.
I know, but my anxiety's so high right now when we're at the beach that, like, it's not fun for me.
Do you guys have a neighborhood pool?
We do, and we
okay.
live very close to our neighborhood pool.
Do you go there a lot?
We do.
So mm-hmm. have you at least, like, made friends with some of the neighbors that you see on a regular basis at the pool?
Yes.
Are you that mom? Because I'm this mom, I'll admit it, that I'm, like, checking every which direction, mm-hmm. not only on my kids, but all the other kids.
Yes.
Because you take your eyes off of them for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never know.
Right, right. Yeah.
But definitely the swimming aspect.
Yeah.
I never put my kids in swimming lessons. We, of course, worked with them tremendously right. on swimming, and we were blessed that Gabriel in particular, he loves to swim. Mm-hmm. Like, we actually want to get him into swimming just to actually be a swimmer. Mm-hmm. But my kids know when, depending on how many people are at the pool as well, you're not allowed in certain areas within the pool.
Yep. I'm with you.
Do you? Yeah.
Like, it's...
Do you do rafts? Like, or
do we you... do... That causes me anxiety, too, because I'm like, I don't like them going under, all that kind of stuff. So we try not to. And Colton's really big right now about, you know, going and getting dive sticks or dive rings and all of that. But he wants to get four or five of them at a time. And when he comes up, he's like, he's been underwater so long. And I'm like, dude, just chill. Like, take a break. It's okay. You don't have to get all of them. We're going to be here for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
We want you to stay busy
exactly.
the whole time.
Exactly, yes.
What type of goggles, or does he wear goggles?
It depends. Sometimes he's all about goggles. Sometimes he's not. But he usually, I think we utilize the Speedo goggle brand. And, you know, my mother-in-law, Sue, has always given us goggles every time we go over there, too. So
those are the best gifts.
Yeah, we have plenty of them. But Nolan loves goggles, and he is the cutest little bug.
Does he like the one with, like, the nose?
No.
Like, the big old, like, what? No?
Like the scuba diving
yes,
mask?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But that would be so cute.
My kids, those are the ones that they love. But we ended up getting this year the goggles that have the UV protection, kind of like sunglasses. And it's honestly because I'm like, guys, y'all can't breathe that well with that nose piece.
Yeah. Right?
There's no way that you can breathe that well.
Yeah.
Well, and other fears in regards to just being outside. So I have redheads. My kids can burn very easily.
Yeah.
So sunscreen, and more sunscreen.
Yeah, I'm the Nazi when it comes to sunscreen.
Yes.
Just like, you got to spray it all over, and we're going to reapply over and over again.
Yeah.
Isn't
it an argument for y'all?
No, Lewis is pretty good about it.
Well, Lewis better be good about putting sunscreen on himself at least. But
no, my boys are trained. Like, before you go into that pool, you are going to get sunscreen on. They hate the face part of it, though. That's the worst.
Yes. Mine now are giving me, like, pushback. Why do we have to put the sunscreen on? Because you don't want to be burnt.
Correct. Trust me, in the long run.
It's better. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you use, like, this? Do you have different face sunscreen and, like?
So I do the spray first. And then throughout, my kids call it the deodorant one.
Yes.
That is the stick.
Yep.
That I'll at least do, like, their cheeks and everything about every 45 minutes to an hour. But I also make them wear the long sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
UV
the rash
shirts.
Guard shirts.
Because, sucks, but my kids do not, even though they're boys, they don't feel comfortable with their shirts off in front of people. But honestly, they've never been really around that.
Right.
You know, even Barrett wears long sleeves.
Even if you look at so many kids these days are not, the boys' side of things are not wearing just swim trunks.
Like, no.
So many parents are putting them in.
And I'd much rather do that because it's so much easier as a parent not to have to worry about the sun.
Yeah.
You know, getting
just
them.
So much less skin exposed when they have the shirts on.
Exactly. So that's something that they have to wear the long sleeves and then their shorts. You know, now that we're getting into everything has to somewhat match, which I'm excited about. But then when I used to try to make everything match and they didn't care about that kind of stuff, it was just, that was an argument also. Lovely to see all the different stages.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And Gabriel
and
will be
funny,
10
like,
soon.
Your
so.
Fears come in stages.
It does.
The things that I worried about as an infant, you know.
You were just trying to keep them alive.
Correct.
Like, let's just keep them
alive.
I'll
look back now at, like, some of the stuff I thought that I needed to worry about that I thought would be a way bigger problem than it is. And
do you look back of thinking, how did I do it?
Yeah.
How did I get through each stage of, especially through the infant and baby stage and all the way up to even like the 2-year-old stage? Because you're almost there with Nolan. Like, I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
How in the world did we survive?
Yeah.
As a whole.
Yeah.
I don't know how we did it. And you forget a lot of stuff too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're just getting ready to start thinking about potty training. And I'm like, oh, man, and then, we have to go back into
that. Yeah, it's like, what was the things that worked for one? Right. Let's see if this will work for this one. And I have friends now that are, well, their friends or acquaintances that are now about to give birth, and they're asking me certain questions. I'm like, ooh, that's a great question. Let's Google that. Because you just don't remember some of that stuff.
Exactly. Nolan right now is in the stage of, like, he sees his brother going to the bathroom, and he knows, like, especially, like, before we get into the bathtub, Colton always goes pee or whatever. And so, like, before we get in the bathtub, he makes me lift up the toilet seat, and he, like, lifts up his shirt and, like, puts his belly out like he's going to go pee.
Well, at least he's getting kind of the hang of it. That's really cute.
It's so adorable.
That might be helpful for you.
I know.
Now, in the classroom he's in, is there a potty?
There is not, no.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part that you don't.
We're not in a rush to make it happen because of that, but and we're still on the early side. I think he's not even two yet, so he has shown signs that he's interested in doing what his brother does.
He wants to be like Big Brother,
exactly. And thinking of fears, so this one kind of came to me, but like I'm in the stage of life now where Lewis and I have decided that two is max for us, plenty for us. I'm back into the stage of, like, oh, my gosh, the fear of being pregnant again. And, like,
oh, goodness gracious.
It's not as, like, a joyous. Obviously, it would 1,000% be joyous if an accident happened and, but, like, the fear of, like,
no.
All right. We got to think about all the things that come with pregnancy should that ever happen.
Yeah.
And we're not in that stage of our life anymore. So.
I enjoy my sleep.
I kind of feel like I'm like a college student again. And like every month you're like, yay, victory,
celebration.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. And not to mention, as you see, not most, but a good amount of families do usually have one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of financial, it is extremely expensive to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be able to provide all that you can for that child.
Yeah.
And then you think about the daycare, the food, everything else. I mean, I used to think diapers, and which they are, don't get me wrong, diapers and formula, oh, my goodness, so expensive. But now when you get, because it's all the different stages in life, the amount of food that we go through in our household, it's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to make a trip to Costco or Sam's Club every single week.
Our grocery bill is nutso.
Right? It's just
fruit alone is costing us a fortune.
Yes. Thank goodness it's watermelon season.
Oh, yes. Exactly. Oof. You can get a big watermelon and just go.
It'll last you at least for 3 or 4 days. But you got to think about that. So nowadays for my kids, it's not even that they want to have, oh my goodness, these top brands, but tennis shoes. Gabriel's an adult tennis shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at anywhere from $50 and up.
Right, absolutely.
So you think there, you got that. You got clothing. Clothing is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do better and do the whole thrifting like you do. I've been so blessed with hand-me-downs, but it's...
Yeah, I mean, and I rarely find kids stuff that's even worth picking up because it's so just used.
Used, yeah.
But have you seen that hack on whatever where... Target apparently will take back Cat and Jack, their Target brand. I haven't tried it yet.
10% off, or is it free?
I think they give you a full refund.
Really?
If it's Cat and Jack, that brand, that it's been bought within the last year, and you have to have proof of purchase, which if you have the
Target
circle, it's right on there.
Wow.
So I went through the other day and like pulled out a bunch of stuff. I didn't have a ton, which I thought I would have way more.
Because
we
probably don't just because of the fact you've waited for Nolan.
That just the rules didn't apply. Yeah. And then I realized that my mom buys so much of the boy stuff that I don't have proof of purchase for any of it.
All right, mom, you need to go ahead and
exactly. I'm gonna give her my Target login app and see every time that you buy something from Target, put it on here.
Put it on here.
So I mean, in reality, I think it was really only 4 or 5 pieces. I might try and take them back and see what happens just to figure it out if it actually works or not. But
I try to at least every 3 to 6 months, not saying that it's always the case, but I try to go through all of their clothes, especially Grayson, because of course, I didn't being the youngest, to take to Once Upon a Child.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been times I've done really well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
really
Once Upon a Child
well.
Especially with like kids' toys, like any of the Fisher Price stuff, they give you a good return on that kind of stuff.
Any little bit helps.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because these kids and the things that they grow out of so quickly.
Yeah.
So, and we're even talking with Gabriel. What do you want for your birthday? And one of the things that I suggested was a queen size bed.
Ooh.
I know that sounds like what in the world for a 10-year-old? But my kid
is he's a big boy.
5'3".
Right.
And he's not even 10 yet. He's in a 9.5 in men's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a big boy. And he's not like, you know, fat, like
no,
size.
No.
He is just a big boy. And I mean, the doctors expect him to be anywhere between like 6'5", 6'7".
That's natural in Barrett's family, right?
That's it.
It's not uncommon. You're expecting it. Right.
So that's something that we've even talked, like something that's worthwhile versus just, oh, here's another toy or here's another dinosaur or whatever it may be.
We have a birthday party coming up this weekend, and I was like, I don't even want to get these parents a toy. Like,
I actually nowadays I do a gift card. And that sucks because sometimes it is fun to go and shop, but it depends on the age too. Is it a Colton friend or is it a Nolan friend?
Colton friend.
So, I mean, 5.
Yeah.
Depends on maybe a Nerf gun. I don't know.
Yeah.
So. But sometimes it is. It's like, here's like even a $10 Target gift card or whatever. The kids actually enjoy that more.
Yeah, they get to go spend money and pick out what they want.
And the parents enjoy it too.
Yeah.
No. It's not more stuff.
What are the chances that the parents are just putting it in their pocket, which I'm okay with? Like, I don't mind.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Any gift cards that my kids get, I typically do put them aside, whether it be for back to school shopping for certain things.
That's a good idea.
Or Christmas shopping for certain things because the fact, you know, what depend on where the gift card's for.
Right.
And then sometimes it's just, okay, you're wanting this specialty, I don't know, PlayStation game or whatever. Like, here you go. But a lot of times, though, I do use it more for, like, the school shopping and, Christmas.
Yeah.
So, and it's better that way.
Yeah.
I mean, at least you know it's being used in the right places.
Absolutely.
There are, once in a while, I may, you know, buy, like, a Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, but you know what? You earned
good,
it through them.
Right?
It's their gift to you, Shannon.
Exactly.
Their gift to you.
Exactly. I mean, as a parent, sometimes you just got to splurge a little.
Speaking of Starbucks, not to endorse, but we're getting one next to our office. I'm such big trouble if this happens.
You are.
Oh, my God. I'm going to walk there every day.
I'm going to have to, like, lock you into your office.
The employees are...
Starbucks is like, oh, goodness.
Yeah.
You're going to have to buy some stock in that.
I know.
So we know what to get Jen, we know what to get Colton, and we know what to get Nolan. Lewis, you're going to also get the Starbucks gift card.
He'll use it just as much as I will.
I thought y'all were Dunkin' people.
We used to be, and then... I don't know. Dunkin' started upsetting my tummy, so
okay.
I'm sure we'll go into another phase back into Dunkin', and then we like go into waves of
depending on what time and place in life is taking place.
Understand that.
Any other fears that you guys have, or do you even have a fear as a parent alone?
You know, so we have a vacation coming up. We're going back to my hometown. Well, not really my hometown, but my home state in Delaware, and my 20th year high school reunion is while we're there.
Oh.
So Lewis and I have decided to go.
Okay.
It's not planned around this. We already had the vacation planned, and then they announced our high school reunion. So now I'm like, oh, my God. I don't even know. I haven't so many of these people. I don't keep in contact with hardly any, maybe one or two from my high school.
I think I keep in touch with one.
And, I mean, I was one. In my hometown, there's not many people that move away.
Oh,
so like all of these people know each.
It's like, gonna be like a Hallmark movie for you.
I'm not gonna find the love of my life.
I know, but you're already married. But you're then gonna rekindle all of those friendships with all of your friends, and you talk about the good old days, and then open up your own little diner and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
I don't think I'm gonna be moving back to my hometown.
Yeah, please don't. But no. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're welcome. If you guys want to, make sure to.
I'm like nervous about that. For one, because I don't want to. I'm going to ask what the dress code is.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm from a very, very small town.
So is that like just really casual type?
That's what I think.
Okay.
So I don't want to like overdress.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also don't want to like underdress.
Yeah.
And same thing with Lewis. Lewis is like, oh, so do I need to bring a suit and tie with me? I'm like, I don't think so, dude. I don't think so. No.
No.
I appreciate the effort, but like just what we would wear on date night.
Where is it going to be?
It's at a like community center.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Parker Community Center.
So is it like a dance?
So it was kind of. They're going to have live DJ. It was tickets include like all you can eat, all you can drink. So like buffet style, nothing crazy. I don't know what to expect. I'm also really nervous about not remembering anyone.
Well, let's hope they do name tags because I wouldn't remember.
Luckily, Lewis is super good about introducing himself.
Oh, and like he knows the drill.
Yes, he does. Good. He'll be really good about
that. Good job, Lewis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That is kind of scary, though, because you also always think back. It's like, okay, what did we all say that we wanted to be when we grew mm-hmm. up? And did we, you know, meet or exceed or whatever it may be? Because mm-hmm. you're always worried about, I don't know.
Yeah.
High school was, it had its ups and downs.
It did, yeah.
You know, we were fortunate enough, though, in our era of high school that cell phones weren't really.
Right.
There was no social media.
Right. It's not like people are going to be pulling up, you know.
All these crazy
their Facebook
things.
Page to, like, yeah. show old photos that yeah. from high school. I don't have many
high school mm-mm. photos at
no.
all.
Right.
So we were very blessed with all of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So I'm looking
so
forward to that.
So who's watching The Boys?
So my parents are going on vacation with us. We have a house with them. And, like, the rest of our family is also kind of on vacation that week. So it's, like, almost a family reunion type situation.
That's awesome.
But so that my parents will just watch The Boys because it's actually on Friday night and we leave on Saturday. So, like, it's a perfect night for it
because
we'll be exhausted by then.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents are going to go up the day before we leave. And they're going to take Colton with them they're going to travel up with Colton. So we're only going to take Nolan with us in the car. Colton is so excited, but I'm also really just nervous about that because, like, an 8-hour car trip, I don't know. I'm nervous about the situation.
Well, you just don't want him to have an accident or need something that you just didn't pack or think about.
Yes.
I bet your parents, they were going to stop at different places just to give him an entertainment.
He's going to be so sugared up by the time he's going to get every snack in the world in the gas stations they go to. I am not worried about that at all.
No.
So.
Well, and that would make it a little bit easier for you guys, too.
Right. And they have a DVD player in their car.
There you go.
So, like, he's just going to sit and watch movies. And they have, like, internet connection in their car. So his tablet will work perfectly in the car.
Wow.
So he's going to be set and golden.
It sounds like he's, like, in a limo.
Yes.
He's just living the dream.
Yeah. So.
Well, that would be cool, though, for you guys, too, to have just that one-on-one with Nolan.
Right.
And hopefully he'll sleep some.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. So.
Now, when you guys travel, are you a get up early in the morning and leave?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
We don't like to drive it. Well, I don't like to drive at nighttime.
Yeah. There's no need to if we don't have to. So.
But morning time is, for me, so much better.
We can get coffees and then pick up an energy drink, like, halfway through, roll. We're not big stoppers. Like,
we're not either.
If you have to pee, let's go get in, go. If we can hit a drive-through for food, we'll do it. Like, if Nolan needs a diaper change, we'll probably just pull off in, like, a parking lot somewhere, change him in the car, and go.
Yeah.
So we'd rather just get it done and over with.
It's going to be easier
and
for y'all, then.
I was smart and, like, took off the day before.
Oh, you pack. Vacation.
Yeah. So I'm going to have everything ready. I, like, cannot wait to be feeling good and organized, get things done the day before so that we can just get in the car on Saturday morning and head on out. Yeah. Because, I mean, we have, like, an 8-hour car trip, so. It's going to be our probably longest one that we've ever done. And
you're going to have a blast, though.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Your mom's side, is it your mom's side?
Mom's side, yeah.
So you guys always do.
But we'll also see relatives from my dad's side because they all still live there, too. But yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So very much looking forward to that. So.
Yeah, I don't think we have any. We're going to my in-law's lake house, but for a couple days this weekend just to take the boys. But we're not really. I don't have many plans.
I said I wanted to do a bonus episode. So, like, I have 4 girl cousins that, you know, have kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should just get them all together that we're all the same.
And just talk about the different things.
Exactly. Just hit my phone and record and go.
Well, and you
Producer
guys,
John will be like, what is this audio you're giving back to me?
You have such a great connection, though, with your cousins that, you know, you probably will, it'll be 5 hours down and it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, whoa.
Right.
Why did my phone die?
Yeah.
Now, you just said, though, the kids, are they around the same ages or are they all different ages?
So the oldest, there's like a big group of them that are like in the 10-ish category and then they filter down. And so Nolan will be the youngest boy. And then there's 2 girls that are younger. or one, two girls that are younger. But there's a big, all the boys are almost with all in the same age category, which is okay. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
they love cousin time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Colton can't wait. Nobody's on our family's met Nolan yet, except for my Aunt Rhonda.
Okay.
When she came down here. So Nolan will be the new star of the show.
Oh, he's going to love all that attention.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. You came from a big family though, right?
From that side. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were from a smaller side of our family, so seeing Barrett's whole family, it sometimes can be, I don't know if Lewis has to experience this, it's overwhelming at times.
It certainly can be.
But I love it for the kids.
Yes.
And just like what you're saying with the cousins.
Yeah. So there's the, what do they call them, like the outlaws, like not the in-laws, the outlaws, but that group is pretty close, and they kind of invited him in, like Lewis, into like their little clique of like, all right, dude, when this family gets together,
good
they're
luck.
Just going to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. So come join us over here. We've got cold beer. Like, come on over.
That's the way to enjoy yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So. Well, last fear, and this has been discussed a little bit, but what is your biggest fear of Nolan entering into this like public school? For this year, for kindergarten.
For Colton?
For Colton.
Yes. That he's happy. I mean, and not being bullied.
Yeah.
The trouble that we're having right now, and I don't want to say it's trouble. It's nothing major, but it's something for us we've talked about, and it is a concern. He's just so in your face sometimes that, like, kids are like, whoa. We're good. And he doesn't, he's having trouble.
Yeah,
he doesn't mean anything by it, but he's having trouble with like, okay, that kid doesn't want to play with you. Let's just stop and, you know, go play with somebody else who does want to play with you at the moment. That I'm worried about like the social boundaries starting kindergarten. And, you know, I don't worry about him being disrespectful or any of that kind of thing to the teacher. Now, it may happen. It certainly could. But that, at the moment, is not a fear for me. It's definitely like the socialization of starting kindergarten. And I guess, you know, we've prepared him the best we can by being around other kids. And he knows kindergarten is coming. And at this point, I feel like, okay, we got to let it roll and see how he does.
Let his, you know, what is it? Spread your wings and fly.
Yeah, got to let him fly a little bit. Mm-hmm. As a helicopter mom, that's going to be really hard for me.
You got this.
I think I do.
You got this. No matter what, he has it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the fear for all parents, of just making sure that our kids are accepted more than anything and let them shine.
Shannon, are you going to come with me on the first day of school?
Sure.
Meet me out in Conway parking lot,
like,
and we'll do a live broadcast from this parking lot of kindergarten.
You know... I look at kindergarten so differently just because of how we were in COVID era with Gabriel. I know that you're an emotional person. I'm an emotional person on certain areas. But you're going to be so shocked as to, wow, I'm just so proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, you'll shed a couple of tears, but you're just going to be, oh, my baby boy, you're going into school. You're going to go and just start a new chapter in life that more than anything, as the parent, you're just going to be so proud.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
He's taking the bus, right?
We'll probably drop him off, but he'll take the bus from school to
daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
After school.
Yeah. If you drop him off, that helps.
Yeah.
Because you'll start doing your car line conversations like us, and you just never know what might come out of his mouth.
I know.
But you got this.
Yeah.
He's going to love it. And make sure that you participate in any of the activities.
Oh, for sure.
Whether if it's like, you got to buy this T-shirt for their, you know, we have Lakewood Spirit Days. That's the name of our school is Lakewood. And so they wear their spirit shirt every single Friday. They have their team shirt. They're on there's four different teams that the whole school is broken out in all different grades. So on Tuesdays, they wear that. Mm-hmm. And I always make sure that they participate in that because I want them to show it's kind of like the sportsmanship side of things. So.
Absolutely.
But
have school spirit and be more involved in what's going on around you, for sure.
And be able to remember some of those fun activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I know that as a parent, we just fear every single thing. In life.
It's no joke.
You just never know what to expect each day. And then you also don't know what's going to hit you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I'll hear a song and it hits me like,
Yeah.
But I think overall, I mean, not trying to toot our own horns, but I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know,
I would say so.
there are some days it's like, woof. I mean, my biggest fear is sharks. Sharks. I can't see a picture of a shark without freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Or touching chalk.
Mm.
So if that's really, if I can just focus on those.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like mice, so.
You don't like mice?
Mice and rats. Anything with that, like, slithery tail.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a snake, too.
Yeah. But, all right, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. You know, keep listening and tuning in, and we're here. If you guys have any questions or comments, let us know. You know, we're always available to be a friend if you need one.
Yes.
We're a community.
Please don't fear us.
Yeah, don't fear us. That's a good way to end this. I love that.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers, y'all.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.